Could all the children and young people, and the adults if they wish, make sure that they've got their hymn book to hand? Now, I'm going to read out the first line of 10 hymns in Rejoice and Sing. And I want you to tell me who is the author of each hymn. And you'll find in the back of the hymn book an index of first lines. So if you look the hymn up in the index, you will then find out who wrote the hymn. So the first hymn is Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Anyone know who wrote that hymn? It's an old hymn. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Ah, right over there, yes, please. Oh, now that's the tune. The author's name is at the bottom. Can you read out what's at the bottom? My guess is a German. A difficult name to pronounce. I pronounce it Joachim Neander. Thank you. Now to a more modern hymn. And the first line is From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe. From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe. Who wrote that one? A well-known modern hymn writer. And the name of the author is always after the words of the hymn. Well, Marion's got this. Who's that, Marion? Graham Kendrick. Yes, that's right, Graham Kendrick. And the next one, and this is also a fairly modern one, There's a Spirit in the Air. So you need to look up There's a Spirit in the Air in the index at the back. And the author's name is at the foot of the page after the words. Yes, young man. That's correct. Very good. Brian Wren. Yes. Now we move on to an old hymn by a very well-known author. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. So you need to look up in the index, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and see who wrote that hymn. And the author's name again, after the words. Yes, young man. Now that's a tune. The tune's at the top. The author's name is at the bottom. Yes.
Isaac Watts.
Correct, Isaac Watts. Yes. There's several of his hymns in the book. A more modern him, "One more step along the world I go. One more step along the world I go." Anyone tell me who wrote that one? And remember, the author's name is after the words. Yes. Sidney Carter. That's right, yes. Sidney Carter. Yes. Now we go to an older hymn. "Now thank we all our God." So who wrote "Now thank we all our God"? Again, the author's name is at the bottom, after the words. Yes. Correct, yes. Martin Rinkart. And I suspect he might be a German as well. There's quite a lot of hymns in our book written by German authors. Right, the next one is a more modern one. "Will you come and follow me?" Will you come and follow me? And in fact, two people wrote this. And again, the names are at after the words. Yes. Correct, John Bell and Graham Moore. And they've written quite a few hymns, yeah. The next one is "We Plough the Fields and Scatter." We plough the fields and scatter. So who wrote that? Yes. Correct, yes. Yeah. Matthias Claudius. Again, I suspect it might be a German author. Yeah. Another old one. "To God be the glory." To God be the glory. Anyone tell me who wrote that? And the author's name is after the words. Oh, yes. What? Correct, yes. Fanny Crosby. And a final one. I want you to tell me who wrote the well-known Christmas carol, "Away in a Manger." Away in a manger. Who wrote "Away in a Manger"? Who does it say in the book who wrote? Yes. Pardon me? No, it's the one before that. Yes. No. The name's after the words in the book. Yes. No. "Away in a Manger." Yes. No. What's the word after the words of "Away in a Manger"? Yes, young man. Anonymous. Yes. Yes. That's right. You'll see after the words of "Away in a Manger," the words Anon, which is short for anonymous. And what does the word anonymous mean? Yes. Correct. Yes. We don't know. So we don't know who wrote Away in a Manger. And this is true not only for some hymns, but also for some sayings and some pieces of poetry, that we don't always know who the author is. And of course, sometimes we might know who wrote a hymn, but we don't look at the name, or we don't remember the name. Now, my guess is that very few, if any of us, would have known the names of the authors of all those hymns which I have mentioned this morning. And probably most of us only know maybe the names of two or three hymn writers. The majority of hymn writers, we simply don't know their names. But it doesn't really matter, because hopefully those hymn writers weren't concerned about their own fame and being known. They wanted to point people to the person they wrote about. In other words, the hymn writers wanted to give the glory to God and to point people to God. They wrote the hymns to try and help us to know God better and to worship Him better. And for our own lives, we should try to point not to ourselves, but to Jesus Christ, and not to try and give the glory to ourselves, but rather give the glory to God. Thank you for your help with that talk.